Well, it's a law, it's a piece of family law which only affects the Shia community in Afghanistan, which is about 10% of the population. And it's got some rather controversial articles in it, particularly pertaining to women's rights. As the UN calls it, the legalization of rape of a wife by her husband. So within a marriage, a wife is not able to refuse her husband sex. There's also some new rules about the age when children can marry, the rights of women to go outside the house. They can only do so with their husband's permission. As you can imagine, this has caused a great deal of upset amongst women's rights activists in Afghanistan, both on the international side and also some Afghan female MPs who have been lobbying against this but have found it hard because the law was rushed through Parliament rather quickly, rather unusually quickly. And also there's a certain amount of fear among some of them who don't want to be seen talking out on an issue which has received strong support from very important religious leaders.
And it's also received support from the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai.
Yes, well, several people have alleged this, both Afghan politicians, members of parliament, and the senior Western diplomats in Kabul. There's an election this year. It's scheduled to take place on August the 20th, and unlike the last presidential election in 2004, it's going to be very closely fought. And all the presidential candidates, not least the president, Hamid Karzai, are courting all the most important communities, all the biggest vote banks. And one of the biggest block of swing voters is the Hazara community, which are the ethnic minority that prevail in the kind of mountainous central region of the country. They're also predominantly Shia Muslims, and several of their community leaders have been pushing hard for this. And that's why many people believe that this was a very sort of politically astute thing for President Karzai to do, which is why the law zoomed through Parliament far faster than almost any other law that I'm aware of.
A lot of people in the West will be dismayed to see such a law enacted by a president that was supported by Western governments.
Well, this is a classic scenario that President Karzai often finds himself in, torn between different constituencies, both his Western backers who pay for his government and keep him in power, and his own people and leading political power brokers. And I think that obviously very uncomfortable position for him to be in explains why there's been very little public discussion about this. This has only just emerged because no one on the president's side wants to make a song and dance about this because he doesn't want to attract the condemnation of the international community. But having said that, this is also one of these incredibly difficult issues for foreign diplomats in Afghanistan, because they don't want to be seen to be telling the Afghan government, the sovereign Afghan government and parliament, what to be doing on a social issue that involves culture and religion and Islam.